Next on our agenda, I am excited and pleased to introduce someone you all know, and that is Justice Cuellar, who has embraced his new role as chair of the implementation task force regarding language access. And he has embraced this with his diplomacy, his passion, his scholarship, and his intellect. And I welcome you here, Justice Cuellar.
Since you were kind enough to give me a hand before I even started speaking, maybe I shouldn't say anything. Thank you for the chance to speak today. It's a particular delight to appear at the swearing-in of Senator Jackson to the Judicial Council, who is a friend and whose career I've followed for many years. Good afternoon. 안녕하세요. Buenas tardes. These are some of the languages, along with American Sign Language and many others, that Californians use every day, and so must we. It is an honor to appear before you as the chair of the Language Access Implementation Task Force. My only concern is that the acronym that results from this name spells late. But I hope that working together we will be early, or at least on time. I am grateful to the chief for asking me to play this role and for giving me at least a couple of weeks to get used to being a justice on the Supreme Court before doing so. I thank Justice Rivera and Judge Manuel Covarrubias for their tireless dedication, and to the Joint Working Group members, staff, and all the people throughout the state who participated in working on the strategic plan. Acknowledging both your long agenda and my short tenure on the branch, my remarks are going to be brief today. My goals are just three: to review the context for our implementation task force, to discuss some of our next steps, and to listen to your input. The context is defined by the size and scope of California. That's 164,000 square miles and 39 million people. Of those 39 million people, almost 20% of California's population, as you've heard, are limited English proficiency individuals. That number constitutes nearly 30% of the total for the entire United States, almost as big as the LEP population of New York, Florida, and Texas combined. And that population has grown at a staggering rate. Between 1990 and 2010, California's limited English population grew 56%. Over the next 5 years, it will grow even larger. As is true of many Californians, I grew up with my neighbors, classmates, and family members as part of this population. These facts underscore the importance of the strategic plan you just approved. Thank you for that. Through the experience of our interpreters, through smart organization, judicious use of technology where appropriate, we can help our courts respond more accurately and thoroughly to the needs of millions of Californians. This plan also dovetails with important legislative changes in AB 1657, allowing the branch to provide interpreters in a broader range of proceedings. But California's size and geographic diversity also force us to bear in mind something else. Our courts have sustained over $1 billion in funding cuts over the last few years. From the Stanley Moss Courthouse in Los Angeles to the San Joaquin County Courthouse in Stockton and everywhere in between, our courts are just beginning to recover and to rebuild. What we must do now is to ensure that we strengthen both our branch as a whole as well as its capacity to enable language access. Language access is access to justice. And access to justice is the core of our mission. Yet that mission depends on both access as well as justice. So we must couple this plan's implementation with a robust concern for the capacity and strength of all our courts. Already we're laying the foundation for this work. Judge Covarrubias, realizing that no good deed goes unpunished in this branch, has agreed to be my vice chair. I thank him for that. I'm grateful for his wisdom and for his willingness to stay engaged. And in the next few days, you'll see a task force named to bring experience and diversity to this venture. Judges, CEOs, interpreters, and representatives from the community will join us. Where appropriate, we'll organize into subcommittees that can help us move as quickly and deliberatively as possible. To make sure we build on what works, we'll need to learn more about existing practices, doing so in close partnership with our trial courts and their CEOs. We'll also work to forge an outreach plan appropriate for this stage of the work, which is about realities of implementation because the goals have already been set in the strategic plan. These realities will call on us to be mindful of scarce resources and time, but also of the window of opportunity we have. People are paying attention to this issue. We have to forge ahead in making the strategic plan a reality for millions of Californians. As we take on these tasks, our success will depend on certain core principles. We must implement this plan in a manner that unites us instead of dwelling on what issues might divide us. The Joint Working Group valued engagement with stakeholders. So will we. We must find the resources to make this plan real, but in a way that supports the case for funding the courts as a whole. That's the balance we need to maintain, whether we're working to provide interpreters in civil matters or finding ways of providing direct help for our courts to engage with and implement some of the recommendations in phase one of the strategic plan. We must respect the diversity, creativity, and experience of our 58 counties and their trial courts, making sure some of the initiative and discretion stays at the local level, where it belongs, even as we work together to implement standards of excellence that will make sense across our entire state. We must train our attention on the most critical implementation questions, such as how to calculate the impact of increased demand for interpreter services in different places, how to specify the technology needed to make remote interpreting possible where it makes sense. All this will not happen in 100 days, or even 1,000 days. Alexander Hamilton once said that, and I quote, "Experience is the oracle of truth, and where its responses are unequivocal, they ought to be conclusive." Clearly, he was talking about language access. Our task now is acting on unequivocal need, but doing so with the experience of a full range of needs that exist in trial courts throughout the state as they recover from past challenges and face new ones. With this balance, we'll do our best to achieve the kind of deep commitment that stays in place for years. But we start in earnest right now, knowing that we have your support for the strategic plan, and eager for your feedback today. Thank you.
Thank you, Justice Cuellar. We are inspired and know we are in good hands. Thank you. Thank you. We know we'll hear more from you later. Thank you.